హరిహి ఓం తత్స్, హరిహి ఓం తత్స్, జయ గురు, జయ గురు. ఆఫ్టర్ లిసనింగ్ టు సేజ్ అష్టావక్ర ఇన్ దిస్ టెక్స్ట్, ది ఇనీషియల్ కాన్వర్సేషన్ కవర్స్ అబౌట్ 20 వర్సెస్ విచ్ ఇనీషియలీ సేజ్ అష్టావక్ర సెట్. ఆఫ్టర్ లిసనింగ్ టు ద 20 వర్సెస్ దేర్ మెసేజ్, జనక ఇన్స్టెంట్లీ ఫీల్స్ the touch, the dimension, magnitude and also potential of what everyone says as I is only a word or a letter, but it denotes something in the way of a presence and a power within your body, other than the body. Not only other than the body, it is other than the mind, other than the intelligence, other than the ego. There is something different from this. That is what we refer to by the term I. Maybe Janaka had not thought about this I any time at all. When Ashtavakra started discussing and exposing the true dimension, magnitude of the I, it was very, very surprising, sweepingly so, and enlightening. As a keen listener, inquirer, a disciple, Janaka had the sensitivity to absorb the instruction, and he starts speaking about how he was feeling after listening to the instruction and absorbing it. Here at one point he says, Matto vinirgatam vishvam mayyeva layameshyati. Matto vinirgatam vishvam mayyeva layameshyati. We all know that every one of us is born in this world. After we were born, we start living till the end of our life. The beginning of our life is marked by the emergence of our body from the mother's womb. And the end of life is marked by the body becoming breathless, unable to breathe by itself. So the life is defined after the body. But truly speaking, it is not so. Life is what makes the body active and animate. Electricity passes through a conductor. It lights up, or it comes up in the form of a bulb illumination. In the whole process, it uses the copper or aluminium wire for passing. That does not mean electricity is that metal conductor, material conductor. In the same manner, life is not the body. Life is what makes the body animate and vibrant. That life should be introspected over and understood. When you understand in this manner, while the body is a product evolved by nature, our mother shaped the body in her womb. Finally, it was delivered off. This point is correct. But in the body, what remains and what counts is not the matter-energy part of the body. It is something entirely different from both, the spiritual presence. That spiritual presence is not delivered off by anybody. It is not also taken away by anybody. It is true that the body is part of the world, but what we refer to as I is not at all. So he says that, Matto vinirgatam vishvam. The entire world is what we perceive, we see. And we are seeing because we have the potential or ability to see. In the process of seeing, it is true that we are employing our eyes in the body. But the eyes and the body are themselves shaped by the eye. Only when I wake up, I employ my senses and perceive the world. Waking up is something that arises in me. And world perception is something that follows my wakefulness. As the wakefulness arises from me, the world also arises within me. Any perception is an outcome of the perceiver, and the perceiver is inside. It is not the inert body. It is in the perceiver's plane that all perceptions, thoughts, experiences, everything takes place. So the entire world is born out of my perception. When I stop seeing, all the sights simply sink. So he says, Mato vinirgadam vishvam mayeva layameshyati. In the evening, how comfortably we forget everything and go into sleep to remain wrapped up in ourselves inside for 6, 7, or 8 hours. So he understood the inner presence, and now he goes on saying, Aho aham namo mahyam vinasho yasyanasti me brahmadi stambha paryantam jagannashevi tishtadaha. Janaka is able to strike greater and greater dimensions of what he refers to as the I. He says, Aho aham namo mahyam. My dear children, this is the great culture that we have. Aho aham namo mahyam. People only know about the so many idols installed by us, consecrated by us, whose divinity is generated by the human mind, and they run here and there searching those idols. But very few people know that there is something different from the idol, a material piece, a matter piece we worship. So this knowledge and this kind of a worshipping attitude is also there. So he says, Aho aham namo mahyam. Oh, bah. That which I refer to as the I, it has so much of world excelling dimensions. What is this? I never knew about it. My eye is not a simple point. It is a huge circle, excelling and exceeding the circle of the universe. So he says, Namo Mahyam, I prostrate before myself. You cannot prostrate before yourself, but you can only say and feel the majesty of the I and feel like prostrating before it. It is your mind that makes you prostrate before an idol. The same mind, when it has caught the true dimension of the I, it feels that the I is the one, the source of the entire universe. So the first and last prostration should be to the I. So Janaka says, Aho aham namo mahyam. Brahmadistampa paryantam jagad jagannashepi. The world is created by Brahma. Brahma, the creator. Along with Brahma, when everything that he has created, including a blade of grass, when all these things are destroyed, I still survive, he says. The I that we are referring to, that still survives. Let the entire creation be dissolved or destroyed, but the I in me will survive, will survive. So which is the greatest, the loftiest, and the most powerful, the source of all? The source of the world is not anywhere outside. It is not within the sensory ken. It is within our body. That a mortal body carries such an immortal presence is the great mystery of creation and mystery of human life. He goes on saying several times, Aho aham namo mahyam. Aho aham namo mahyam. Oh, wonderful I. I prostrate before it, before myself. This is also in our country. While religious and devotional practices are rampant in the country, I would like you to understand that this kind of a spiritual introspection and the wonderful effects it is able to produce in the human mind and intelligence have also been there. It is true that many people do not read the Ashtavakra Gita. Many people do not read the Bhagavad Gita also. Many people do not read Ramayana and Mahabharata as well. That people do not read does not make the text irrelevant or invalidate what they are saying. So this is also a very important line of thinking and reflection. Aho aham namo mahyam. Aho aham namo mahyam. The way this kind of a reasoning and this kind of understanding should influence you is this. Our mind should drop all kinds of lack, all kinds of negativity. Never blame others. Never feel insufficiency on this account or the other account. All people have children. If one does not have a child, what is there to be worried about? Many have, I don't have. As they reconcile with their children, I will reconcile with no child. Our mind is always ready to become full and give you the ecstasy of fullness. So it takes away all kinds of lack, all kinds of contradiction, all kinds of disparity, making you feel singular, full, abundant, affluent, and ecstatic. The work is psychological effect, intellectual effect. What a wonderful proposition is this. Hari Om Tat Sat. Jai Guru.